producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you all had a good weekend. I mean, it was a very, very somber weekend because of what happened in Paris. A lot has gone on. I want to talk a little bit about what happened in Paris. Apparently, the mother of one of the suicide bombers says that her son did not mean to kill anyone, but he blew himself up because he might have been stressed. Are you kidding me? What the, that's the biggest bunch of crock of crap I've ever heard. You always wonder, you know, what are the parents thinking? What is the parent going to say? My kid really messed up. And look, I understand you got to love your baby, but your kid kills hundreds of people. Okay? You got to stand up and say something. Don't say, oh, no. Maybe he was just a little stressed. He's still a good boy. Oh, hell no. There was a lot of strife on social media this weekend, because many of us changed our profile picture to blue, white, and red, you know, to show support of Paris at this time. And I couldn't believe the back and forth, people getting mad at each other and fighting over that. And I understand. I guess there's people out there that are concerned that, you know, nobody seems to change their Facebook photo when this happens in other countries. And, you know, mind you, I have family in Israel, so I understand that Israel gets attacked a lot. Israel has to deal with this 24/7. All right, and I understand that, you know, a lot of countries are embattling ISIS and are living in fear or not the country itself, but people in the country are living in fear. But, you know, if there are people on social media that want to show support during a time of mourning, all right, why do they have to be attacked? I don't understand that. I changed my picture. I thought it was a nice thing to do. I mean, I'm really not helping the situation that much. You know, you feel like you're doing something, changing your Facebook photo. And maybe what it does is it reminds people that, you know, people in France are, you know, have suffered in one of the worst attacks that they've dealt with since World War II. But look, when something bad happens to other people, all right, you have a right to show concern. You know, it's like going to somebody's funeral and not going to another. Okay, you know, many people ask, why don't doctors go to their patient's funeral? I've gone to some, but I gotta tell you, it's you miss one, everybody has a poop fit. And so a lot of doctors are like, look, I'm not gonna go to, you know, I'm not gonna go to my patient's weddings, I'm not gonna go to their funerals, you know, I'm not gonna go to, and you know, why does there have to be that fear? Why do you have to fear that people are going to be on your case and you're going to be criticized? If you want to do an act of kindness, right, or an act of sympathy or empathy, you should be able to do so without being given crap about it. And that's just what bothers me in this day and age. Somebody does a good deed, and all of a sudden people are like, well, why, you know, why didn't you do this for X, Y, and Z? You know, what about the miners, the Chilean miners? Why didn't anybody change your Facebook picture when that happened? Okay, I understand that maybe there were some lost opportunities for people to show sympathy and empathy towards other groups. You know, but I mean, you could be changing your Facebook picture every day. Okay? Find something you feel deeply about. If you want to express some sympathy or express some support, you do so. And everybody, leave everybody the hell alone. All right? You know, it just, I don't understand. Are we supposed to be just completely gray? Everything, not even black and white, just everything gray. I see what's happening with Christmas. There was a picture of Santa in a stark white area, just sitting there in the Santa suit with no elves, no Christmas trees, nothing. Is this how we want to celebrate the holidays? Because we're afraid we're going to insult somebody? I don't know. I'm just frustrated. It's just beyond me. I think we do though have to. I think some points have been made that many countries have been dealing with terrorist attacks on a daily basis. Like I said, Israel for one thing. All right, they deal with this all the time. Suspicious packages. I talk about how a lot of all security experts are just people in Israeli intelligence will teach us Americans, you know, what to do. Because these guys do this all the time. They deal with it 24/7. And, I wish our administration would listen to Benjamin Netanyahu just a little bit more. Didn't he predict this years ago that we would have terrorists in our backyards? And you know, it's not just a Middle Eastern thing. And so I'm not sure where the administration is going to go with this. I think they've really underestimated ISIS. And I think this is going to be a growing threat. I think our guard is down. I think we look weak. These guys look very, very powerful. I'm also the outpour of support has been phenomenal, but I'm just kind of wondering why it had to take this long for everybody to finally go, okay, yeah, we need to go after them. You know, I don't understand. I mean, maybe things have to hit personally, and that's what's so sad. That, you know, we don't want tragedies like this happening for everybody to get off their butts and go, okay, now we're going to fight, or now we're going to protect ourselves, or now we're going to arm, or now we're going to up our military presence. Now, you know, and it's, you know, you always prepare during time of peace. Now, everybody thinks during time of peace is when we could cut spending on our military and we could kind of cut back and we could relax and be more kumbaya. No. You know, they were talking about how they found with these Syrian refugees, they found razor blades and beard shavings, and how some are dressing up under the guise as women with their faces covered coming into the country. I mean, we knew immediately when we saw the refugee crisis that we would have ISIS try to infiltrate. Okay? I mean, you know, have we been stepping it up? I don't know. So, but when you see the mother go, oh, you know what? My baby might have been stressed. Really? You're going to do that because you're stressed? Are you kidding me? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Show. Sorry about that. I'm having some hearing issues here. I think my headphones aren't working too well. Thank you all for tuning in. Good. If I don't have to listen to my own voice, I'm happy. You guys have to listen to me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we doctors, and I guess we public health officials, and we schools, and we hospitals, and we just everybody can really give ourselves a big pat on the back because the CDC has said that U.S. smoking rates have dropped to record lows. We were at about 20.9% in 2005, and we have gone down to 16.8% in 2014. Yee-haw! I know, we did good. We did so good. All-time low. A new report by the CDC said that the smoking rates have dropped to that degree, down to 16.8%. Wasn't it like 65% in the 1960s? They said adults between the ages of 18 and 24 experienced the largest decrease in cigarette consumption. The CDC said that the declining rates could be a direct result of media campaigns, Dr. Dahlia radio show, new laws and accessible quitting solutions. No, it's not. People are going to e-cigs. All right, I mean, you know, we can all pat each other on the back and do the dance, and I'm pretty happy, but the truth of the matter is everybody is starting to e-cig. In fact, there was an article looking at the counterintuitive change that happened, where when they started to ban the sale of e-cigs to minor, there was the counterintuitive effect of increasing rates of smoking in that age group. So teens, when they couldn't get their e-cigs, started to go back to the smokes. So, you know, I think we're going to see a little bit of a back and forth until people can get their fix. We were talking about raising the smoking age from 18 to 21. You know, personally, I think if you're in the military, you can do whatever the hell you want. Okay. I mean, you know, if you're out there, you know, putting your life on the line and, you know, trying to protect our country. You know, if you want to light up, go right ahead. But, you know, overall, I think it's a good idea. I mean, you know, the more we restrict kids from smoking, the better. Some of you guys have called into the answer line. And let's hit some of your responses really quick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I was just listening to your show about the smoking age. I just wanted to make one comment, and I just, because my kids were in school and I was affected by this when they were in school, the difference between raising the age to me is that many kids are 18 years old in school and they're legal. So you're bringing people into school that legally can buy cigarettes. And I just think that if you would raise the age so that they didn't have a legal cigarette buyer in the school, it would be better. I understand they still would get it from their parents and stuff, but it's a lot easier when you've got a kid that just buys them and sells them to everybody at school because he legally can buy as much as he wants. So That's just my thought, but just thought I'd share it with you. Have a great evening, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Good, yeah. So that was a message that was given a few days ago on our, she must have been listening to one of our night affiliates. You do bring up a good point. You know, your 18-year-olds, I've even seen 20-year-olds still in high school. So you're right. Even if you do raise the age, we think that, okay, raising it to 18, we're out of the school age range. But no, you still have a lot of kids age 18 that can. Just like, you know, if they ever lowered the drinking age or, you know, legalizing marijuana for 18-year-olds, it's going to be in the high schools. So that's a very, very good point, and I appreciate you bringing that up. But, you know, just before everybody gets, you know, all excited, okay, about the smoking going down, tobacco use going down, we have seen, you know, vaping exponentially explode, if I'm being redundant there, with people using that. And I have kids. I have, like, 21-year-olds come in to see me, you know, for just, you know, cough, cold, or whatever. And when we look at their smoking status, they vape already. This is just now something that they do. We have recreated the 1940s, 50s, and 60s with what kids do, except where, you know, smoking has started to become obsolete. Cigarettes are becoming obsolete. But now we're putting something else in our mouth. We're vaping. And that's going to be the new look. That's going to be, you know, again, these e-cigs were originally designed to get people off smoking. And they're becoming one of the biggest fads. So, it'll be interesting to see. More of you have responded on the public housing units and if they should be smoke free. It looks like, you know, the majority of you agree with them being smoke free. And I'm in agreement with that. It looks like the Department of Housing and Urban Development proposed Thursday a rule to ban smoking in 1.2 million public housing units in the United States. It would require more than 3,100 public housing agencies to go smoke-free within several years. The government would task those agencies with creating policies to prohibit tobacco in living units, indoor common areas, administrative offices, and outdoor areas near facilities. Why? because they have concern for children and the elderly. And according to Bill Chappell, who wrote for NPR, we have a responsibility to protect public housing residents from the harmful effects of secondhand smoke, especially the children and the elderly who suffer from asthma and other respiratory disease. This will help improve the health of more than 760,000 children and help public housing agencies save $153 million each year in health care, repairs, and preventable fires. It makes sense. It does. All right. About 20% of federally subsidized housing in the U.S., more than 600 public housing agencies and 200,000 households have already voluntarily banned smoking inside. But, okay, we do have that issue when we talked about this last week, how now we have the government, okay, stepping in and telling you what you can or cannot do. And if smoking is considered an individual right, we have an overreach. And the more government takes over in terms of, you know, public funds, public housing, et cetera, you know, are you going to be okay with the government telling you what to do? Now, you know, when we talked about food stamps and our food program for people that are underserved, you know, many of us agreed with, okay, well, they can't spend that money on junk food. Okay, they have to spend it on healthy food. That, again, I'm in agreement, too. If the government's going to give you money for food, you can't sit there and buy alcohol with it or cigarettes with it or junk food. You need to make sure you're buying your kids healthy food. Right? And I think the majority of us are in agreement. But then again, there is that very, very slight, okay, you know, little issue of we're telling you what you can or cannot what you can or cannot purchase in a store. Now, mind you, if we're giving you the money, I think we do have a right. But then what I'm wondering is maybe what we need to do so we aren't violating people's rights is why don't we just hand out vegetables? Why don't we hand out healthy food? Okay? Rather than giving people money and saying, okay, well, you know, you could only buy milk with this or buy this or this or whatever, you know, what about the idea of, all right, okay, if you can't afford vegetables or healthy food, we will provide healthy meals for you. Then we don't have to worry about our money being spent or lost. Okay? You know, we could increase our agriculture. We could farm lands that aren't being farmed. Government could farm them. We could utilize that land. We could utilize that. And then we're not just handing out hundreds of dollars. We're actually buying the families their food, fruits and vegetables. Oh, Dr. Dyer, that's a stupid idea. You know, let them decide what they need for their families. No, but I mean, we're talking about government handouts. If the government is going to hand out, okay, you know, quote unquote, money for food, why don't they just hand out the food? All right, the vegetables, the meat, the good carbs, the et cetera. The et cetera. Yeah, big package called et cetera. I don't know. If you're that concerned. You know, same thing with healthcare. Rather than giving them a card and spending millions and millions on dollars of people getting a Medicaid card, why don't you just actually give them the healthcare? Have these government clinics throughout the country that they could go to for the healthcare. Rather than handing them a card. If they want to get free health care, they could go here. If they want to pay, they could go to the outside market. I don't know. I'm just confused. How would that work with housing? Okay, well, we have housing here that's smoke-free. If you want to live here, you can. But, you know, don't have them move in and say, okay, now you can't smoke. Okay, I mean, again, if you want to have a free house, you have one, but there's rules there. If not, you can go live anywhere else. I don't know. It's a different way to approach it, and I like that better than just, you know. Oh, of course I like it better. I know I need to run for president. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your medical questions, your calls, your comments. We got more on the answer line, so let's get right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My question is this. In the city of Las Vegas, or any other state as far as I know, talked about the problem of bed bugs. And I'm 71 years old, and I remember walking at 8 months, and everybody used to say, good night, don't let the bed bugs bite. I didn't know what the heck that was. I thought it was a joke until I moved into a senior apartment. I'd like you to address, and the gestation period is 3 months. Thank you for one of the best programs. I think you're totally fabulous, and thank you for contributing to society. Grandma Sandy here. Thank you.
Well, Grandma Sandy, you are so sweet. Oh, I wish you could be my grandma. Although, actually, probably you're old enough to be my older sister, actually. Thank you so much. I am wondering if the bed bugs are biting you because you're the only one that thinks my show is good. Bed bugs. I thought the gestation period was roughly a month. You may know more than I. I agree with you. You know, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. Yeah, I thought that was just some little, you know, I grew up in, Phoenix, Arizona. I was born in L.A., but I spent most of my years in Phoenix, Arizona and Las Vegas, Nevada. And so we really didn't have bed bugs. We had scorpions and black widows. And, you know, I remember asking my mom, you know, a bed bug, shouldn't I be more worried about, you know, the scorpions and the, you know, black widow spiders? She's like, that would just scare you too much. So just don't think about that. Just think about the bed bugs. Like, well, I'm still going to bed scared. I really don't get that, okay? So I would go to bed thinking about Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, and that would usually, you know, good. And nowadays, it's James Bond. By the way, I did see the new James Bond movie. Parts were very, very good, but overall, not my favorite James Bond movie. I think Daniel Craig was hardly shirtless, maybe for one scene, and that was about it. Not that good. Okay, so I've had some time to look up. It looks like, let me see. Okay, we'll talk about bed bugs really quick, but this gestation thing, I could have sworn I saw something saying it was a month. They go, a single female bed bug can lay up to a dozen eggs every day. The eggs take 1 to 2 weeks to hatch, at which point the young bed bugs, the little baby bed bugs, the young bed bugs are called nymphs. Little nymphy poos. The little nymphs can immediately begin feeding. Oh, that's not good. But they cannot immediately begin to breed. That's true. I ate before I started to breed. Under ideal conditions, bed bugs reach adulthood in about 37 days. This means you'll have an exterminator visit once every few weeks to treat your home with pesticides. Okay. Go ahead.
One of the other things was, as a former maintenance man for an apartment complex, when had the guys come in, they actually brought these oven things, which were just basically giant space heaters. And the whole thing was you vacuum everything, and then you cook the place up to, like, 102 degrees or something like that, because they can't, the eggs can't handle the heat. Something about the heat. I just remember that was the way that they dealt with it, because there weren't many poisons that dealt with it.
Oh, yeah, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Yeah, exactly. Now, that would make sense, because I never had a bed bug problem in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's
and I really
why.
Yeah, I mean, it was hotter than hell there. All right. So if any of you guys are looking for bed bugs because you guys want to go to sleep, okay, and you're worried about these little little bed bug baby boos that could already start to feed, even though the moms, I'm sure the mama feeds too. They're these little small kind of oval-shaped little brown things that turn reddish after they fed and have kind of blood in them, you know, when they swell. They don't fly, but they move really quick over floors and walls and ceilings. WebMD has a real nice dissertation on it. And these female bed bugs lay hundreds and hundreds of eggs. And the egg, you can barely see, it's like a speck of dust. All right? And these nymphs, babies, really need to eat. So not only is the mom laying eggs, but these babies get hungry. And just like little birds, you know, mine. Yeah, just like the little bed bugs, they get so hungry and the mommy's got to feed the little babies. They can enter your home through your luggage, clothing. So, like, let's say you go to, remember New York City had some bed bug infestation in just a couple of their hotels, and everybody tried to make it sound like the whole New York City, and it wasn't like that. So, but let's say you were in one of the, you know, rare hotels that had that, and then you come home, bring it into your house. That could happen, which is why always wash all your stuff as soon as you come back from travel, even if you didn't use it. Their bodies are pretty flat before they swell up and suck your blood, so they can fit and squeeze into little tiny places about the width of a credit card. They do not have nests like ants or bees. And they live in groups and hiding places. Mattresses, box springs, bed frames, headboards. Over time, they may scatter through the bedroom, depending on how busy your box spring and headboard is. Just, you know, just a thought there. And then they could move into certain crevices, etc. And then they spread rooms. All right. And the bed bugs are very active at night. That's when they get hungry. And that's when you're lying there asleep. So they bite people when you sleep. They pierce the skin and they suck the blood through an elongated beak. They feed 3 to 10 minutes and become engorged, and then they crawl away. Now, I got the cats on my bed. The dog is, you know, worthless. He's asleep. But I got the cats sitting there, and they do nothing. They just probably let the bed bugs feed. I mean, sometimes they'll play with my toes, but they do nothing. I don't understand why I have them. And these are usually painless. They don't really hurt. You don't know they're on there. But then it starts to welt up because you get this immune reaction. So you don't hurt from the bite a lot of times, but the immune response you get starts to bother you. You get them around the ankles, any parts of your body that's exposed. A lot of us used to wear socks to bed because we didn't want the bed bugs biting our feet, etc. And so many of us kind of freak out, okay, well, you know, are these mosquitoes? I mean, mosquitoes do that too, all right, but hopefully you aren't getting mosquitoes in your house. So, what are some signs of infestation? If you have blood stains on your sheets or pillowcases, dark or rusty spots of bed bug excrement on the sheets, these bed bugs have to poop. Bed bug fecal spots, according to WebMD, eggshells or shed skins in areas where you gotta like look at your bed. Or if there is an offensive musty odor from the bug's scent glands, you got to remove all the bedding. You got to check it for signs of the bugs or their excrement. You got to remove the dust cover from the bottom of the box springs. You got to examine the seams of the wood framing, peel back the fabric, and then you got to clean. So you got to clean, hot water, dry them in the highest dryer setting like Tom was talking about. You need heat. Stuffed animal shoes, other items that can't be washed in the dryer, run on high for 30 minutes. Can't be washed in the dryer. You don't wash it in the dryer, but I get that. Use a stiff brush to scrub mattress seams and remove bed bugs and their eggs before vacuuming. Then vacuum the bed and surrounding area. After vacuuming, immediately place a vacuum cleaner bag and place the can outdoors. Don't let the cats go near the garbage because they'll just bring it back in because they rub their tushy on everything. Then they bring the tushy back, like my cats do, and then they land right on the bed, especially on my pillow. Zipper cover things, okay? Now, remember, bed bugs can live up to a year without feeding. So they say keep the cover on your mattress for at least a year to make sure all the bugs in the mattresses are dead. Repair cracks in plaster, glue down the peeling wallpaper because that's where bed bugs hide. And if you are infested, I mean, you might as well call an exterminator. It doesn't hurt. All right. And then, you know, some of these treatments, again, they may be using insecticides. Okay, some bedding you got to be careful with because you don't want your kids kind of breathing that in, but hopefully you have a real good pest control professional that knows the most safe and effective way to do this. But yeah, but that's bed bugs. All right, a lot of you guys are already kind of getting ready to go to bed, right? Good night, sleep tight. Oh, no, we still got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and provide a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right.
right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I love seeing medical progress and medical advancements, and this is one of the coolest. Apparently, a firefighter that was so severely burned he was unrecognizable back in 2001 has received the most extensive face transplant ever, and it looks pretty decent. This happened in New York Hospital. The surgery took place in August at the NYU Langone Medical Center. The patient is 41-year-old Patrick Hardison. He's still undergoing physical therapy at the hospital, but plans to return home in Mississippi in time for Thanksgiving. The surgery has now allowed him to regain normal vision, and it will allow him to start driving again. Since 2001, he has been disabled because his face was burned off. They say more than 24 face transplants have been performed worldwide since the first one in France, remember back in 2005? Dr. Eduardo Rodriguez led the surgical team that did Hardison's transplant and recently wrote a review of the field, and it is the most extensive performed and successful in terms of the amount of tissue transplant. So it extends from the top of the head over his skull and down to the collarbones in front and in back. It goes all the way down to only a tiny patch of his original hair that remains. The color matched by the dark blonde hair growing on his new scalp. The transplant also includes both ears. The surgery began August 14th and lasted 26 hours. It left no scars on his new face because the seam of the transplanted tissue runs down the back of his skull. The donor was a 26-year-old New York artist and competitive bicyclist, David Rodabau. He had died of injuries from a biking accident on a Brooklyn street. Hardison was burned back September 5th, 2001 in Senatobia, northwestern Mississippi. 27-year-old father of three at the time was serving 7 years as a volunteer firefighter. He entered into a burning house to search for a woman. The roof collapsed, giving him third-degree burns on his head, neck, and upper torso. He spent 2 months at a Memphis, Tennessee burn center. Doctors used a layer of his skin from his legs to cover his wounded head, but he lost his ears, lips, most of his nose, and virtually all of his eyelid tissue. He couldn't blink. Doctors used skin grafts to reinforce what remained of his eyelids and sewed them nearly shut to protect his eyes. So he only basically had pinhole vision. Because, again, the reason why you have eyelids and you blink is to keep the eyes moist. You can't have your organs dry out. And so everything has to be moist and lubricated, etc. And so with the eyes, it's the tears. But if you have the eyes wide open, they dry out. So, unfortunately, if he isn't able to blink on his own, they had to close the eye, they had to close the skin over his eyes. And then, unfortunately, he can't... He can't drive. He says, I was almost totally blind. His face was one huge scar. He still went to baseball games and did other things outside. People stared. He playfully told curious children that he had fought a bear. But he said life was hard and he endured 71 surgeries. Eventually, a church friend of his, Rocha Rodriguez, who had performed the 2012 face transplant at the University of Maryland Medical Center, the doctor said he would try to help. And in August 2014, Hardison was placed on a waiting list. And they said they were looking for an ideal donor, one who matched Hardison on biological traits to minimize the risk of his biologically rejecting the new tissue, plus skin, hair color, etc. And then a year later, the donor was identified by Live on New York, the nonprofit organization that seeks transplant organs and tissue in the New York City area. And then somebody else had donated organs, and let me see, the hospital paid for the transplant operation, which included attaching 4 bone segments to his skull as anchors to prevent the face from drooping. Here he is 3 months later. The lower part of the face remains swollen, but he said that'll go away in a few months. He has new eyelids. Still may have some more surgery, but they feel he will regain a normal field of vision and then be able to drive. This just blows my mind. Of course, he's taking medication so he doesn't reject the transplant. And apparently he said that a casual observer is not going to notice that anything is odd. I'm looking at the picture right now. It looks really good. So he said he can't return to firefighting because of insurance concerns, but he is thinking about motivational speaking or doing something for wounded veterans. That is absolutely way cool. Speaking of transplants, there's been a lot of talk on these uterus transplants to allow women, 10 women, to be able to give birth. 10 women in the United States will soon, be chosen to undergo the nation's first uterus transplants as part of a study at the Cleveland Clinic. Doctors at the hospital hope to perform the first uterus transplant in the next few months. The procedure is still highly experimental and not all the risks are known. So, it's going to involve women who have uterine factor infertility, which means they cannot become pregnant because they either didn't have a uterus, the uterus was removed, or it was damaged by injury or infection or no longer functions. Women aged 21 to 45 are eligible for the study, but those 40 and older must have undergone fertility treatments to create and freeze embryos before they were 39. 1 in 4,500 women in the United States are born without a uterus, known as Meyer-Rokitansky-Kuster-Hauser syndrome, according to the NIH. Now, the uterus transplants have been done in Sweden and have been successful. 5 became pregnant of the 9 that they did it on, and 4 of the 5 that became pregnant have been able to give birth. So not bad odds. But they say in Sweden, these were uteruses donated by living relatives. The Cleveland Clinic study is going to use deceased donors. They say using organs from deceased donors avoid having a living donor take on the risk of the uterine removal surgery. Injuries can occur when you try to remove the blood vessels and ligate them to, you know, to remove something as vascular as a uterus, and that could unfortunately cause issues for the donor. And then you need to make sure that you are getting the blood vessels in full. Okay, you know, you want to make sure that you get as much of what you need for the blood vessels for the new recipient. And so a deceased organ donor allows for that because you don't have to worry about maintaining their blood supply on the other end. To the pelvic area. Apparently the operation time for the donor takes 7 to 11 hours. The uterus can be removed from a deceased donor also much faster. And I guess researchers need to raise about $756,000 before they start their study. And women who receive the transplants will not be able to become pregnant on their own from sex. They are going to have fertility treatments because a transplanted uterus is not going to be connected to their fallopian tubes. Fertilization takes place the fallopian tube, and then it has to drop into the uterus or go down into the uterus. So the women are going to have to undergo in vitro fertilization where the eggs are removed from their ovaries, fertilized in a petri dish, and then implanted in the uterus. And then the doctors are not going to find the uterus donor until the IVF and the frozen embryos are ready to go. If she becomes pregnant, though, she's not going to give birth regularly. She is going to have a C-section because the transplanted uterus, they do not want to have go through the trauma of labor with the contractions, etc. So a lot of surgery for the person, so there are risks. Okay, you know, but being able to carry a pregnancy and have a biological child is important to a lot of women, and I don't blame them. And, you know, for them to enjoy that, some of them want to take the risk. They will have to take immunosuppressant drugs so their body does not reject the organ. And then hopefully they'll be able to have a baby, have a C-section. Who knows, maybe they'll remove it afterwards so they don't have to continue to take the transplant. And they think they could get pregnant as soon as the embryos get implanted. Pretty cool. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities.
facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.